This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bryant Lusk, a military veteran, author, and health advocate. He grew up on the south side of Chicago. Despite the challenges of gang violence and poverty, he became a successful safety inspector and quality control specialist with the United States government. Lusk spent 4 years in the United States Air Force learning the true meaning of empowerment and pride. His desire to serve and protect others led him to begin writing his Share the Health book series, aiming to treat debilitating conditions. His latest book is Heart Disease and Hypertension, Vitamin Therapy for a Healthy Heart. And certainly looking forward to hearing from you. And Mr. Lusk, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, you're more than welcome. Really thankful that you took a moment to be with us here today. So for starters, tell us what actually prompted you to write about this subject of health, especially heart disease.
Oh, excellent question. And for those who are listening, I am not a medical professional. I play one in my imagination. Back in about 2013, I had a couple of medical issues that just suddenly came upon me. And one was a severe foot cramp, which I'd never suffered before, and then a somewhat irregular heartbeat. So I went to see a doctor, of course, and they gave me EKGs, a blood test, and everything came out fine, even though they did hear something was going on with my heartbeat. So I decided to do some more research on my own and came across basic vitamin deficiencies that may have been a cause for my issues. And it turns out that it was the cause of my issues. So I reversed those deficiencies, and lo and behold, I haven't suffered a foot cramp since, and my heart's been beating strong from that day forward. And I was very excited about the outcome of that, and I just wanted to share that information that I learned and decided to write a book about it, which was my first book back in 2014.
Fantastic, and really do appreciate your efforts in those regards. Now, what makes your book unique, would you say, compared to others regarding heart disease or hypertension?
Another excellent question. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank all of the medical professionals out there, the doctors, nurses, admin, administrative individuals. Without them, I probably wouldn't even be here today. So I'm not here to take anything away from them. However, there are a few basic gaps in what the mainstream public is exposed to. And I wanted to fill those gaps with this information. And what makes this a bit unique is I don't recommend in my books drastic changes to diet or lifestyle, even though those can be helpful. My books focus primarily on that hidden information back to the basics of certain deficiencies and issues that can readily be addressed and have a major impact on our health. And it also, it can be plug and play into any lifestyle or any diet, be it a vegan, a paleo diet, a low carb diet. You can plug this information into your existing diet and lifestyle and reap benefits from it.
And good stuff there. And what are the three categories of risk factors for heart disease? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing from you in that regard.
Oh, you just full of excellent questions. There are modifiable risk factors, such as a diet being one of them. There are non-modifiable risk factors that we cannot change, such as our genetics, our age. And then there are contributing risk factors, such as smoking contributes to heart disease, which is something we can control as well.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. Bryant Lusk, a military veteran, author, and health advocate. His latest book is Heart Disease and Hypertension, Vitamin Therapy for a Healthy Heart, here on eHealth Radio's Heart Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, another question for you. Can diet alone prevent heart disease? And what are your feelings regarding food versus supplements?
Oh, nothing in and of itself will completely prevent any form of disease that I'm aware of. It's a very complex condition, and it takes a very complex approach. In other words, diet does help as far as what you eat or don't eat can impact your risk of developing heart disease, such as fried chicken versus baked chicken. over an extended period of time. One can contribute to developing heart disease, which would be the fried chicken version, whereas the baked chicken will lower that risk of heart disease. One of the major factors that I've discovered is basic vitamin deficiencies that are just ignored and never diagnosed, and they extend over a long period of time, over many years. And with these deficiencies, we actually weaken our arteries internally. And when those arteries become weakened, as in they do not function to their fullest potential, we now put ourselves in a prime place to start developing plaque buildup and hardening of the arteries. So if we were to focus on those things that keep our arteries healthy, that is one of the main causes of heart disease or unhealthy arteries.
Now, Mr. Lutz, how can one identify nutritional needs to protect against heart disease?
Oh, well, of course, Google is our friend. There are some things that are food-based, based on your previous question, such as grapes are extremely healthy for our hearts. They can turn a chemical that plants secrete to protect themselves. They're called polyphenols, and there are several different types. But the skin of grapes contain one very important polyphenol that actually encourages our arteries to produce substances to keep them healthy. And the same with something as simple as green tea contains a chemical called catechins, and those also help our arteries to produce certain substances to keep them healthy. And certain nutrients such as magnesium and zinc are very beneficial to a healthy heart and healthy arteries. Unfortunately, zinc and magnesium deficiency is very common throughout the world, let alone the United States in and of itself. And both of those deficiencies are very easy to remedy.
Certainly some good information right there. And as simple as grapes and green tea, you can't go wrong there. Excellent idea there. What nutritional supplements are most beneficial, and is there a danger in taking some supplements?
Oh, absolutely. I'm an advocate for supplementation where needed. Try to get your minerals and vitamins from food when you can, but unfortunately, most of our diets will not accommodate everything that we need to remain 100% healthy. Therefore, personally, I supplement magnesium glycinate and magnesium citrate daily, three times a day, sometimes two times a day, to obtain anywhere from 300 to 400 milligrams per day. And turning around a magnesium deficiency will help to prevent many health conditions, and also including osteoporosis, which is weakening of the bones. What the mainstream public doesn't realize, and I was part of that public as well until I did the research, is that something as common as a vitamin D deficiency, which many people are aware of, is sometimes caused because of a magnesium deficiency. So if you turn around your magnesium deficiency, you will also turn around your vitamin D deficiency as well.
And definitely some more added and bonus information right there. Thanks for that. Now, looking at sleep, it certainly does affect our health. How does sleep or the lack of sleep affect heart disease?
Oh, excellent question. I've always heard, you know, growing up that, you know, sleep is necessary just for overall health. Until I did the research for this book, I did not realize the direct connection to heart health. So it turns out that when we get the appropriate amount of sleep, other than the myriad of benefits that come from that, of course, is we go into the state called nocturnal blood pressure dipping. And in that state, our blood pressure actually drops to approximately 20% lower than its normal resting state. And during this time, it gives our arteries and our hearts time to rebuild and refresh themselves. Unfortunately, if we have a lack of sleep, we spend less time in this nocturnal blood pressure dipping process, or we don't enter into it at all, which does not give our arteries and our heart time to refresh and replenish and rebuild themselves. And over an extended period of time, this can be very detrimental to your heart health. And it turns out that about a 5% decrease in nocturnal blood pressure dipping really drastically increases your risk of heart disease based on studies. So sleep is extremely important to heart health. And they suggest at anywhere from 6.5 hours at a minimum up to 8 hours at a maximum, because it turns out too much sleep is also not healthy for you.
Mr. Luss, really do appreciate all the information and insight shared here today. As we conclude, and one last question, what is the connection between the mind, say emotions, stress, et cetera, and the heart? Touch on that as we do wrap things up here.
Absolutely. There's a lot of studies and more need to be conducted, but when we're in a very depressed state or filled with anxiety, we're secreting certain hormones. Some may be familiar with a couple of them related to called the fight and flight process, where when you're in a stressed state, you're amped up with adrenaline in order to either fight to protect yourself or to run away to protect yourself. And then this is a normal part of life, and it's actually a very protective system that we have. But unfortunately, if you spend too much time in this state, be it depression or anxiety, you can secrete too much of these hormones that will cause artery issues in the long term. And there's another issue is often when we're in a depressed or an anxious state, our habits tend to diminish, our good habits. For instance, we tend not to eat as well as we normally would have, or we may not even have an appetite for days on end, which becomes a contributing factor to developing heart disease.
Once again, Mr. Luss, we really do appreciate all the efforts in writing these books, especially your last one and the latest one, Heart Disease and Hypertension. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as your books?
Absolutely. You can either go to my website, bryantluss.com, or you can find my book at any major bookstore, retailer, and on Amazon. It's a former bestseller in several categories on Amazon here in the U.S. and abroad.
And that is certainly easy enough. We'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Lusk, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate your time.
Well, I certainly appreciate yours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Bryant Luss, a military veteran, author, and health advocate. His newest book is Heart Disease and Hypertension, Vitamin Therapy for a Healthy Heart. And for all the details, visit bryantluss.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.